And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Arthur Perry will be with us soon. He's not with us this week. Thanks for listening today, though, to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. And here is Dr. Mike again.
I am. Joe,
yep.
We've got Bridget here. She's back, the beautiful Bridget. And her favorite story this week is?
Well, I had two favorite stories. The one is on high school girls using tanning beds, and then the second one is on...
So tell us about high school girls using tanning beds. What percent are using it?
Guess.
25%.
Actually, there's 25% of white women ages 18 to 34 that have used tanning beds within the past year, but for high school girls, it's a little higher than 25%. It's about 29% that
use tanning
beds.
Now, did you use a tanning bed when you were in high school?
I did. For a lot of high school, I did.
And that was even though your mom told you not to?
Even though my mom told me not to, and then I
lied. And you lied to your mom. Joe, what do you think about that?
Well, she's very unscrupulous to begin with, if you ask me.
I mean, it was so obvious.
Yeah, but how could you get away with it? You couldn't get away with it, right?
In the middle of winter in Cleveland, I have no idea how.
How'd you think you could get away with that if you told your mom you weren't using it?
We'll have her mom on the show next week.
Well, and my mom works in plastic surgery at the clinic, so she always sees young girls come in with needing skin cancer removed and stuff, and so that's why she's always been so adamant about me staying out of the sun and out of tanning beds. So. Most of them, you have to be over the age of 18, and otherwise you have to have a parent guardian to sign. So my friends and I found really sketchy ones that didn't ask for signatures, basically, and that's where we went.
Did you bronze up nicely, though?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but the only reason that I really wanted to go tanning more than that I justified it, I think, is because I had bad acne in high school, and there's that myth that exists that going tanning helps with your acne, because short term it does kind of seem like it does, that even being in the sun it does. But my
before we get too many more confessions and her mom comes right here, tell us the other story you liked.
Okay. I haven't gone to a tanning bed though in over 6 years. I'd just like to make that clear. Okay, so the second one that I really liked was the Superager's Secrets to Brain Health. So they're in the process of recruiting participants for a new study, and they're going to look at superagers, which are defined by the research study as men and women in their 80s and 90s that have brains and memories that seem much younger than their age. And they have very strict inclusion criteria. So right now they have only accepted 35 out of the 400 people that they've screened. But so far they've found from imaging tests that these seniors have more brain mass that are related to attention and memory. And they have the memory tests that they've conducted found that they were able to remember 9 out of 15 words on a list after 30 minutes, which is pretty impressive. I don't even think I could do that well.
Joe?
Okay. Those are Bridget's favorite new stories of the week.
I should tell you that we should welcome in our stations that we haven't done there in their third or fourth week with us, KNZZ in Grand Junction, Colorado, and, of course, KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. We welcome both of those. And, of course, my favorite station in Tampa. I've got to welcome in that one because it is in Tampa, and my mother-in-law listens to it between November 1st or September 1st, whenever she goes down there, and when she comes back up here. So, Tampa, thank you for carrying our station. And, of course, it's on Radio MD. If you go out of your area for a vacation, you can always get us on your computer. Just log on www.radiomd.com and then plug on the Listen Now button, or you can find us on Archive All. And in September, it will be 12 years of this program are archived on RadioMD.com.
Don't forget iHeartRadio Talk. We got iHeartRadio Talk now, too. So that's another avenue for people to be able to listen to you, Dr. Mike. So we'll have more listeners than America's Got Talent someday.
from your lips to God's ears, right?
Right. We're working on it. And getting this message out every week is certainly a terrific thing. And I enjoy it as much as listeners do, I'm sure. Let's do your Real Age Tip of the Week. Let's do that. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week right here.
So what should you have for a snack? Think of a healthy snack as a mini meal, but one that includes especially protein and fat. Portions should be smaller than breakfast, lunch, or dinner. By the way, the story last week, just to reiterate, that breakfast should be your biggest meal of the day, lunch a little smaller, and dinner your smallest meal for health and for sleeping. Here are some snack tips. So limit snacks to approximately 150 calories, 200 calories max. So what is that? That would be 12 walnut halves, or it would be, if you will, 24 almonds or 40 peanuts. You can turn coffee or tea into a snack, if you want, by adding some walnuts with it or apple and walnuts. Do not have a carbohydrate alone, such as an apple or serving of crackers. You'll still be hungry. And make sure if you're going to have a carbohydrate, it's 100% whole grain. So if you're going to pair a carb, pair it with lean protein or healthy fat. In fact, one of the best ones is on a whole grain cracker, have peanut butter. It's got both healthy protein and healthy fat. Don't double dip. For example, don't do nuts and an apple and peanuts and yogurt. Choose one high carb fiber and one high fiber carb and one lean protein or healthy fat. When you eat straight from a bag, box, or can, you'll consume more proportion items like nuts in resealable snack bags. If you've got a way of doing it, if you're having a snack at home, put it on a plate. Try to keep snack time to 3 hours or 2.5 hours after you've eaten. If you eat too close to your last meal or to your next meal, it won't do the job. If you're buying an energy bar, read the labels. They have a ton of sugar in them. Don't settle for more than 4 grams of sugar. Look for more protein and more fiber, less calories, and less saturated trans fat and simple sugars. And remember, just because it's a 100-calorie pack doesn't mean it's a healthful snack. Make sure it has protein and fiber or healthy fat and no added sugars, syrups, or simple carbohydrates. The Real Age Tip of the Week, the Real Age benefit of eating healthy as opposed to the worst diet you can eat, about 27 years younger, Joe.
Dr. Mike Royson's Real Age Tip of the hour. We thank him for that. Now, thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Catch us on Radio MD if you miss a segment, if you miss a show, if you miss one of Dr. Mike's Real Age Tips. You never miss a tip. It's on Radio MD, and you can email us at any time, and that's udocs@gmail.com. And check us out again on iHeartRadio Talk. Try it out for free on the web. Click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hey, thank you for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.